State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy this throwback episode of Black Tech Green Money over your holiday season.
You know the board of your company when you should know them, right? And when you're sitting in the C-suite or have some kind of a role that requires that you interface with them on a regular basis or any basis, that's fine. Otherwise, I assure you, you will not become a member of the C-suite if you spend your time trying to get to know your directors. You should try to spend your time getting to know your job.
I'm Will Lucas, this is Black Tech Green Money, and I'm so excited to bring you this episode because I was there in real time when it happened. This is a conversation that happened at Afrotech Executive in Brooklyn, and it was with the CEO, the former CEO of Xerox, Miss Ursula Burns, who was CEO of Xerox from 2009 to 2016. She was the first Black woman to be CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and the first woman to see another woman as head of a Fortune 500 company. It's history all around. Most pertinent to today's conversation is her board roles. Ms. Burns sat on the boards of directors for more than 15 companies, including Boston Scientific, the University of Rochester, the MIT Corporation, American Express, ExxonMobil, Uber, Waystar, and more. During this conversation, which was held at Afrotech Executive Brooklyn, you're in a recurring theme? You should not miss another Afrotech Executive, by the way. We're going to be in D.C. in a couple of weeks. But anyway, back to today's conversation. She talked with Heather Hiles, managing partner at Black Ops Ventures and founder of PathBright. If you have any interest, listen to me, if you have any interest in one day sitting on a corporate board, listen, keep your ears locked. And if you want to build a big company, listen, keep your ears locked. Because boards are where the decisions are made. Boards are where you, where they decide if you're going to keep your job as CEO, as a matter of fact. Understanding how they work is the best thing you can do with your next 40 minutes.
Give a warm welcome to Ursula Burns. Good to see you. Welcome. Where's my cousin? Where's your cousin?
Here she is.
Let's wave. Wave. Where is she? See what the. Hi, cousin. Thank you for being here.
she's my cousin, and I always call her my niece because she's so much younger than I. She's my cousin. How are you, girlfriend?
We're glad you're here. Hey, thank you so much for being here today. You are, again, one of these amazing pioneers that has paved the way and been a model to folks like myself and all the women in this room. So I want to start by saying thank you so much for everything you've done, for being you. Now, I'm going to give the real brief version because you've done so much that we don't have time to get into all that. We want to hear from you directly.
You can just put it on a poster. We can go.
Okay, we go. But, you know, your legendary position as the CEO of Xerox and doing such a huge acquisition for them and all the other things that you've been doing, we want to hear some of what you're doing today. So I hope we'll get into it. So thank you so much. The last question we ended on I thought was very helpful, which was, the question was, is it enough to be a black woman and be the director? And Merlene's answer was absolutely not. And if a person's selecting you for a board just because of your demographics, that's not the board for you. So I think from the CEO perspective, what do constructive value add directors look like, and how do they behave versus somebody who's kind of taking up airspace and not helping the management team do their thing?
Yeah, I heard the question, the last couple of questions, and I must say I don't agree.
Okay.
I absolutely don't agree. Well, I say this all the time. First of all, no company is going to come to you and say you are totally unknowledgeable about anything to do with business, but just because you happen to be black and a woman, we're going to put you on the board. That's just not a viable company. That's not a thing. Unless they're absolutely ding-dongs, which you wouldn't want to be with anyway. But, so if they come to you, they found you, they look at some kind of a profile, and the reason why you are the next person that they would pick is because you're a black or a woman, I'd go just as quickly as not. For so long, we have been excluded because of the way that we look. I absolutely tell you, I say this all the time, it's about damn time that we're included because of the way that we look. So I absolutely.
Okay.
Now, this whole thing about being on boards, I got to say, this is I've been on 15. It's not all it's cracked up to be, guys. Be careful here. It's good and it's fun and it's all that stuff. You don't get anywhere near as much money as you think. It takes a ton of time. It doesn't always take a ton of time, but when it takes a ton of time, it takes a lot of time. And you can't say things like, I'm busy. They're like, well, that's the reason why you're sitting here. We want you to be busy on this, right? Not on other things. And sometimes it's just not fun. You go on the boards of banks and insurance companies. If that's not your thing, you sit there and try to figure out, what the hell am I doing here? And then the last is the group of people that you're with. Forget the management team, but the directors, if they're not worth your time, don't go. Because it just isn't that much fun. It's the thing that we're all running after now, but that thing has been run through by white guys already, and now they're handing it to us and saying, women, and you can do it, right? We're coming. So I like boards. Yeah, I like boards. Don't get me wrong. It's an important thing to do if you can do it. You got to be unbelievably selective.
Okay, what are you selecting for?
First of all, the team of people that you're going to be sitting around the table with.
The other directors. Do the I other want directors, to spend all this time
is,
with them?
Yeah. Second is the company. I mean, you know, I've been on. What are they doing? I mean, if you're not interested in what they're doing, you know, some. In the beginning, of course, I was highly, just like everybody else is here. I want to be on one, so I picked a road striping company. You know, they picked me. I didn't pick them. They picked me. I had been. By the way, it was fun. I ended up loving the guys, but the product. I mean, it was glass beads for road striping, and I learned a lot from the company. But when they, you know, we would go on plant tours, and I'd be like,
what am I doing here?
So I'm making fun of it, but be careful, be aware that this sounds great, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of your emotional time, and you know, you've got to read stuff beforehand. You have to have some reason besides just saying I'm on one that you want to be involved. Last thing I'll say on this thing. If you can get on a private company board, a pre-IPO board, I would do it every single day before I go on a public company board, every day. You get paid more money, you get more involved in the company, the chances of getting rich are better. In a public company, literally your compensation is contained and reported to everyone every single year. You can't make more than X or Y dollars. That's if you have one meeting or 500 meetings. Literally the same amount of money goes whether you have one or 500. You never have one, right? You have six or seven. But somebody talked about this. If you're in trouble, I'm on the board of ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil just had a proxy fight. ExxonMobil has 10 meetings a year normally. Proxy fight year? How about 25? And you have to do them. Now they make it a little bit easy for you. They try to find a time that you can do it, but it's not all it's cracked up to be. I would really be careful about running after this. One last thing, I keep saying the last thing. There is no way you can be on four or five boards. Literally, proxy firms like Glass Lewis, et cetera, won't vote for you. You will literally, it's not allowed. You have to be on a certain number. If you're a CEO, I was on three when I was the CEO. Fortunately, two of them were easy. You know, one of them was American Express, one of the best-run companies out there. Ken Chenault's an amazing CEO. The board was phenomenal. So you could actually do that, and you can do another one that's not. So American Express was time, but easy time, if you know what I mean. It was not a crisis. Another company I was on was a crisis. And it took a lot of time, and then the third was in the middle. So it's not the kind of thing that you do a lot of, and it's not you don't get rich and famous.
I want to push back on that last point. So you're on the board or have been on the board of Uber.
I'm still on the board of Uber.
Still on the board of Uber. So they've gone through a lot of stuff.
Yep.
What's that been like? How does that work? And how time consuming is it?
Well, I got on the board of Uber as an outcome of the mess. Okay. Right? So
You weren't in cleanup. You weren't in the mess.
I was in cleanup. Okay. Yeah, I was in cleanup. I was the last board member, myself and another guy named John Thane, who were put on by Travis. And if you remember when this whole thing blew up, Travis had three board seats as part of his last fight. He was one, and he picked two others. Myself and John were. And then soon after that,
did you know Travis?
No.
He just picked you out of the.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stories behind how you get picked for this crap, but.
I'm trying to get the dirt for y'all. I hope you appreciate this, okay?
I'm trying,
Morgan.
Yeah, I'm at a point in my life, this may sound like boastful, but I'm at a point in my life that I get asked every day to be on the board of something.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you say, well, then it's all, because the money is all pretty much locked. If you're public, it's pretty much, there's a very narrow band. So it's all you're picking for then is the team of people and the content of the company. It's not about the money. If private is better, like I keep saying, it's a little bit easier. There's definitely more upside. You learn a lot more because it's not as structured. So you have to set it up yourself. You know, part of being private to go public is this whole idea of structuring the governance. So anyway, yeah, Uber turns out to be a really, really, really great company.
Okay, and what made it great for your... Your experience is great. That's what you're saying. Is that right?
There's everything about it now. So they were in a lot of trouble. right? And they were, and it wasn't because of profitability. You know the story. It was just crazy place.
Culture.
Yeah, crazy culture, crazy leadership. Actually, probably maybe good individual people. I never got to know them, but together they were definitely not a group of people that you want to hang out with a whole lot. And when we went in, the board was being restructured for this disaster. And so the company was aware, Travis was even aware, who I like and respect and think he's smart. Like I said, I don't think he could run a public company. That's not his thing, right? He should have never gotten there. But I mean, starting is good. I mean, you just go, there's a point where you go a little bit too far and it's not your specialty and you shouldn't really be engaged in it. And it's the PETA principle. But anyway, when you get on, when we got on, we realized quickly that this company was, you know, a small IPO company with a market valuation of $65 billion. This is not a game anymore, right? So you have to actually
have adults in the room.
You need some adults in the room.
Yeah.
And so they got old adults in the room, myself and John and some other people who knew about things. But the thing that was interesting was that they were also very aware that they were on the edge in every country of being just like debarred, that they were hated, wow. Right? They were used. They were part of, but they knew that if they didn't do something, it would be a problem. So fortunately, we were brought on the board, the last two, but the whole board realized, and the management team, we got to do something big. And so we brought in a new CEO, Dara, who used to run Expedia. He's amazing. He's really, really good. He's the guy the firm who I always look into. When we went through the George Floyd thing and the voting, the first company that signed up for everything without reading the damn papers that I'm in.
And this is the influence you have by being on that board and talking to the CEO and making sure that they can be responsive and what the kind of multiplier effect that has when something like George Floyd happens. So that's the influence and impact you get to have by being on that board.
Uber is good. Uber is a cool company. ExxonMobil is a little bit more challenging. It's very structured, very legal. It's very risky. You know, it's just... It has a big operation in Russia, so now we're sitting here going, okay, now what, you know, now what do you do? You can't go visit it, you can't, you know, you have to get out, you can't just leave because, so, it, you know, it becomes very complicated. So you gotta be aware that with the good comes the bad. When the bad comes, you gotta do the work.
Do you select certain, or do you have certain committees that you only serve on, or does that?
Always. Every board that I'm on the audit committee. Number one.
Yeah, that's where I started with Udemy, and I think it's such a good learning experience,
yeah.
Even for a company that's about to go public, knowing how you have to get everything in order from cybersecurity to your tax situation, all that has to be clean before you go public, knowing how to do all that stuff from the audit perspective is, every company needs that. Is that why?
Yeah, well I was a sitting CEO, so I'm a certified financial expert, so I can do it. The problem with being on the audit committee is that it's real work. This is not, I mean, really, like you have to sign your name to stuff that I've read this. It's not like it's not like nominations and governance where you can get, which it's.
Oh, now how are we going to, let's not slam NomGov. I take that very seriously, by the way. I'm chairing NomGov, and I was just saying how important it is.
Okay. NomGov, so four committees. Audit is required. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it. It's a lot. It's so. If there are 7 board meetings in a year, there are 10 audit committee meetings, right? So it's just a lot more work. It is. If you're not into it, kind of boring. And if you're not good at it, and don't do it. I mean, there's no reason to do it. There's a lot of other things you can be doing. And I just happen to like it and be good at it. That's the reason. Okay. Nom and Gov is important, and compensation is important. So the two rocking committees are those two, right? Nom and Gov, which is a whole bunch of glory. And comp, which everybody seems to like you because you control that.
What the salary the CEO earns and other people, and so people like that.
But I think any committee, any committee is fine. It's something that you can be useful on, and that you can contribute to.
Okay, now I tried to get you to answer this, but I'm going to try again,
okay.
Which is that having been the CEO, I know that you've had favorite directors or least favorite directors, And I want to know more about that so that when they get on the boards, they know how to really, like I've been told by the CEO, I'm his favorite director right now. I'm like, I'm not sure exactly what I did, but I think it helps that I've been a CEO and I know how to not micromanage, you know, give him alerts about whatever it is. But what, from your perspective, what makes for a great director?
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Knowing what their job is. One of the big challenges always. Every board I've ever been on, small, big, private, public, there's at least one director who actually wants to run the company. And who actually asks questions like, you know, what was the turnover of the popcorn in the, it's like, who, that's not, that's something that's interesting that you should probably talk to the CEO about over lunch, but it's not a director level question. And so knowing the most challenging, I've been CEO of two public companies, the most challenging thing is a bad director. It is unbelievably bad. It is very difficult for the CEO. It's usually very time consuming for the rest of the board because they're generally out of sync. And a lot of, you know, we get down a lot of rabbit holes, and it's hard to get rid of a director. Once you get them on, it's reputationally very challenging to just kind of throw them off, or you can't just throw them off. And it's a very challenging thing. So the first thing is to make sure that you know what your job is. And it's generally not to run the place. And if you are trying to run the place, the CEO should probably be changed. I mean, you got the wrong boss, so that's what that person's job is. The other thing is that there's some just asshole personalities that you just don't want to be part of. And everybody has a different swing lane that they're into. So let's make sure, that's why it's really important, the group that is there already, just make sure that you like the group that's there.
Okay, that's very helpful. Now, for people who are still coming up in their careers and they want to get experience to know how to interface with directors and that sort of thing, are there things that they should do to know the boards of the directors on their company or anything like that? Okay, stay away from
this. This is not a good thing. Okay. This is a bad thing. Stay away from this. You know the board of your company when you should know them, right? And when you're sitting in the C-suite or have some kind of a role that requires that you interface with them on a regular basis or any basis, that's fine. Otherwise, I assure you, you will not become a member of the C-suite if you spend your time trying to get to know your directors. You should try to spend your time getting to know your job, right? Because it is really, really, really risky. This is not a game of politics at this level, right? They are governance, your operations. When you get into governance, then it's a lot of politics, but you can't play politics when you're the serf and they're the king, right? So it's not the kind of thing that you do. You should just stay. This is becoming, right, so we're going to spend 25 minutes talking about boards of directors where the vast majority of people in this room will never serve on one, right? Before you do that, you got to get to the point where people say, yeah, we want that person to serve on one. And the way that you get there is that you have to actually do work, that somebody says, that's reasonable, that's a person who's being the CFO of some company is a really good idea, right? It's a good checkpoint so you can get through. Being the CEO obviously is a really good idea. If you have some really specific tech skill, if you're a master at cybersecurity, if you're good at digital marketing or AI, one of these things, then you can be selected. But if you're just an employee of a company, just is not a demeaning just. If you're that, you know, spending your time to try to maneuver your way into the boardroom is really not the most useful. Is not the most useful thing. If I could say over and over again, guys, when it comes, it'll come. Look for it. Don't spend your time not looking. You know, look for it occasionally. When it comes, it'll come, and you'll be ready. If you get there before you're ready, it's a waste of goddamn time. It's not that much money, and it's it's not that much fame and fortune. Unless you get on the board of Apple, Amazon. Let's talk to. There's probably 15 companies that if you can get on the board of Airbnb before it goes, you know, those kinds of companies, yeah, that's great. Otherwise, it's just work.
Otherwise, you're an unsung hero. It's for your
own work.
Gratification. Okay, it's just work. Okay, great. Excellent. Got it. Okay, I think, yes, she is so real, and that's why we love Ursula Burns, by the way. We have to, you know, most of us are first generation. You were telling me about your background. We're all brand new to this stuff. And if we don't share the information with each other about what it's like in these different positions, I don't know who's going to tell us, because they don't really want us to be part of the whole scene necessarily.
Very good. The point, they do not want us to be part of this scene. It is structured. This scene is structured. So I spent a lot of time talking about this. in such a way that they can decide when they want you, right? It's just, it's, and that's all BS, right? Because there is, we launched this thing called the Board Diversity Action Alliance, right? This was after George Floyd, myself, Gabby Sulzberger, Darren Walker from the Ford Foundation, a company that I'm engaged with called Teneo and the ELC. Why? George Floyd gets murdered by the police. That day, I had flown to London. I got a call from a very, very good friend who happens to be the CEO of a sporting goods company from in Europe. You can kind of deduce down to which company it is. And okay, he's a great guy from Austria. He said, "You know, I just want to talk to you about this. What happened? And I think I got this right." But and he really great conversation. Really, really good man. And I said to him, "But you know, great, call me anytime if you need any more." And I said to him at the end, why are you talking to me about this? Why didn't you call, stupid me, why didn't you just talk to one of your directors? Or, and he said, "Well, we don't have any directors, black directors." This is interesting. He said, "Okay, I can maybe figure it out." I said, "But how about the management team? None. Who's his biggest customers? Right. They look like us. They're playing basketball. They're doing whatever the hell you do, football and all this stuff. They don't do football, but soccer, you know, global soccer." And I said to him, "You mean to tell me that you run this whole company and you see nobody who looks like the clients that you serve?" Yeah. Next call, some other company. I talked to Darren. He had gotten calls. Gabby was the CEO, was the chair of Whole Foods, if you know, right when it was sold to Amazon. And we got together and we were like, "This is really strange that all these people who are calling us great people at least called, right? And are curious. The reason why they called us is because we're the closest thing to a black person they see anytime, right?" So we decided that we were going to start this thing called the BDA, the Board Diversity Action Alliance. And basically what it is, simple. Every company in the Fortune 500, now we've done it to the Russell 3000, has to have at least one black director. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you do, right? Now, we got into a lot of trouble on this because we didn't say black or brown. So the Hispanics thought we were, and so we did change it. So now I will say black or brown director. And if you have one, you should get a second, right? If you have a second, maybe you should get a third, right? Because there's this belief, and this is what came out. You should look at some of the newsreels that when we launched this thing was all over the newspapers. We had a question that came from Andrew Ross Sorkin, who's a really cool guy, reporter, you know him. He said, "Well, won't some of these people believe that," the question was like, the current directors are gonna feel kind of bad because you're taking their seats. I said, "It's interesting. Their seats, it's an interesting phraseology. It belongs to them." It belongs, and I said to him, "That means that they own these things, right? And that we are now taking something that they own." And the theory of the case that we even have is that there is that they own this space, and now, so we should have to flip it around. And we have to say, why aren't there 8 black directors?
Right, and that's what I've always said, is that your board of directors should reflect your customer base. And so if 90% of your customers are black, maybe you ought to have 90% black directors. I mean, that's what makes sense, right?
So I just think that obviously all I did was just present, all we did was just present a problem, right? So they, believe it or not, they still have the seats. We are still outside trying to get the seats. And okay, we'll keep playing that game. Right, make sure you get the right ones and you have fun and all that stuff. Play that game. When you get inside, you absolutely have to be an advocate, or else there's no, you know. By the way, I've come a little bit around this. You don't have to be an advocate, but then don't call yourself a black director, right? Okay. Just call yourself a director.
Yeah, just a regular director.
Director, you're a director.
Fair enough.
And by the way, not everyone has to do everything all the time, right? So you can say, "I don't want to do that right now." You got it, I got it. "I don't want to do that in this company." Got it. But you can't kind of get the accolades and the distinction and then not actually contribute to the solution.
And that is something that I've kind of had. I've seen there are some women, black people, who stack up a lot of boards, and they get a lot of credit for that. They haven't necessarily brought any other people to the table. I don't begrudge them. I'm happy for them. But it's a different thing if you're doing what Merlene is doing, where you're literally working to get more Black people to those tables.
Yeah,
it's a different
thing. It's always a sensitive thing, right? So you go to a company to serve the company, right? To serve the share, you're the representative of the shareholders of the company. So you're not the representative of Black people, but or women, or but there's a big but. You are a Black person and a woman, right? So you bring to that role of representing the shareholders a point of view that is different from the point of view, presumably, and I from experience it's true, of a white man, or of a man, if you're a woman. So, or of a gay or lesbian person if you're straight, right? So all these things walk into the room. It's really important to understand that if you shed them when you walk into the room, they could have just gotten a regular white guy to do it. I mean, they didn't really need.
They have a lot of them already. So
yeah, what's
your mission? It can't be your job only. That's not the thing that you came on to do.
Right. No, you have fiduciary responsibilities, and you have to meet those first and foremost, or you shouldn't be at the table. Okay, I know we have some burning questions. I've been hogging all the questions.
Time for about 3 or 4 questions. Please make them succinct. Five questions. We're going right here.
I think there are 5 hands up, so it's perfect.
You guys are cute as a button, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Don't drop the chair now. All right.
Good afternoon. I'm Brittany Cole from Nashville, Tennessee, CEO of Career Thrivers. We help corporations retain diverse talent. So 2 quick questions. 1, will you sign my book for a good friend of mine? And my second question.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's phenomenal, by the way. And I want to say thank you for, I'm here because I'm just as good as you in the Harvard Business Review, the article, interview that you did. And in that interview, you talked about, there was a question about, obviously there's this resurgence, we'll call it that, of DE&I, and what is the solution for seeing more Black faces inside of corporations? And your answer was numbers, numbers, numbers. And while I would agree with you, you all hit on this, I think it's a bit of a generational thing where perhaps more millennial Black professionals and Black women specifically kind of run up against the, stay in your place, make sure you, serve your time before you can get to executive level levels of leadership from older, more seasoned Black women. So what would you say to perhaps mid-career women that are in the room today who are being met by resistance from women who look like them inside of corporations?
I love that we're keeping it real in the room. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Halfway through that question, I was agreeing. I was disagreeing with you, but agreeing with the protagonist of, you know, do your thing, serve your time, because there is a lot to be said about that. I talk about this in the book. It is amazing to me the number of people who I meet with them all the time, and I've been meeting with, and I say, well, what do you want to do? And they say, I want to be a vice president. And I say, of what? So it doesn't matter. They say, doesn't matter, anything. And that thinking is what stay in your place, do some things, is trying to counteract, right? It's trying to counteract this, it doesn't matter, what the hell, I just want to get there. It doesn't matter whether I know how the place runs. It doesn't, so, but I do believe that there is always, that there has always been, and some of the staunchest, what's a negative advocate? Whatever the I hate who. That looks exactly like you. I run into it a lot more from women to women, because there's not a lot. When I was coming up, there were not a lot of black women, but women to women, it was a big deal. And you know, all you do is you push. You keep pushing. It's not. I mean, a lot has to do with the situation that you're in, the company that you're in, how powerful the person is. One of the things my husband used to tell me all the time, he would say to me, Ursula, this is not slavery. If it ain't working for you, go. Find another place, right? So all these things have to be options for you. Generally, companies don't hire you and executives don't have you in roles if you're subordinate to them for you to do a bad job. They actually need you to be successful. So you have to figure out a way to maneuver around blockers and haters. Sometimes my approach, which is not everybody's approach, and I would not suggest it for everyone, is I am extremely direct. I have been, and it's worked. It's worked. But it doesn't work for everyone. And if that's not how you roll, it damn sure won't work for you. Right, so you have to find the way that you do it, you know, who your advocates are. There are lots of different ways around, but make sure that you are aware that you have the ultimate option to find another job, and then you don't have to stay anywhere.
Thank you. And what I always tell my daughter is there are no shortcuts for mastering your skill, your trade set. If it's finance, if it's writing, whatever it is, there are no shortcuts. And I'm sorry for that information, but it's the fact. Okay, where's the next question?
Have it over here.
Oh, great.
While questions are coming, bring me your book and a pen. What's your name? Anybody else has a book, bring me your book and your pen, because I'll sign them when I'm answering questions.
See how efficient she is? She's efficient, organized. This is how a leader works.
I was just about to say, direct and efficient. Thank you so much for being here. Good afternoon. My name is Tono Baze. I'm a chief of staff at Harlem Capital, a diversity-focused venture capital firm. I wanted to ask, I wanted to ask, because you've had the opportunity to not just be an independent board member, but also a CEO and a chairwoman, I want to ask for the CEOs in the room or even the future CEOs, what do you think about when putting together your board? Because when it comes to diverse founders and CEOs, often they may get to a point where they're putting together a board and they've never been on a board. So I really want to think about what can CEOs do to build a board that supports them and helps elevate them.
By the way, it's a great question. Thank you. It's a great question. I've never had the ability to build a board. You know, I've always had the situation where I come into a company or come into a board that already exists. And I'm the latest add to a pretty historic or long-running set of relationships. But I, as a CEO, as a CEO, the same. So if I'm the CEO, I generally get elevated into a role, and the people sitting around a table picked me, right? So I didn't pick them. It's just the way it happens to be. First is the technical responsibility of a board of a director is important to understand. It's important to know what fiduciary, you know, what are the duties of care, what are the duties of loyalty. It's important to know kind of really what you do. It's important to know the structure of committees and what skills are needed. It's important to actually know the facts and data of the job, and not, you know, because all the rest of it is glory, but you don't get there unless you know the facts and data of the job. I want board members who are pushers, right? One of the things about boards and one of the things about CEOs is they need permission to take risks. The toughest thing about running a company is that you have choices to make, and not all the choices are equal. And you have to figure out a way, every day, which of the five things, which is the best to do. Sometimes they're small choices, but in your career, you'll probably run into four or five pretty important ones. The combination, buying this company, ACS, how did this happen? Where did this come from? How would you get permission to take that kind of risk? So having a board that can help you think through these kinds of expansive moves are important. So I'd look at people who fill gaps that I have, people who can work with the rest of the team. As I said, a bad director takes energy that's unbelievable and time to manage, and it's your responsibility if you're the chair. I was the chair and CEO, and it's a whole bunch of crap about being both, but if you happen to be both, then you a lot of time in managing that. But this is this whole thing about there is a job to be done. It's kind of like if you were the CFO, there's a job to be done. If you're a board director, there's a job to be done. Learning that job, the technicals of that job, and doing that well with the team is the most important thing.
And I'll just chime into that, Ursula. I think a lot of new CEOs and founders have no idea about how much power and how important the board of directors is. In fact, I'm writing a piece that I'm about to post on Monday in honor of this session for that very reason. And we do a similar stage, Black Ops Ventures in Harlem Capital, of investing. And so it's usually the first price round. And at that stage, you need directors who are going to get you your first wall-to-wall enterprise customers, or who can help you build the strategy, have the relationships and networks to help you grow your company into a billion-dollar company. So who you have at that table, and also, are they thinking about the best interest of the company and the people who got the company off the ground, or are they thinking about the best interest of their portfolio first? I went through a tough experience where my board forced me to sell to one of my board members. I wish I was still running the company today. So you really, founders so often don't understand how important the directors are. So I think that's a great question. Thank you for that.
It's really funny because I love this topic, right? Because what happens, the diversion at the end, what happens with quote unquote these entrepreneurs, everybody I run into is an entrepreneur, everybody today.
These days, what do you do, right?
I'm an entrepreneur. I guess you're an entrepreneur. Everybody's an entrepreneur, and everybody wants to start their own company, which is what an entrepreneur, I guess, does. And they all want them to be a billion-dollar company, and they all want money to fund it. This is where, I remember saying this to Travis, who, like I said, still have a lot of time for Travis. I think he's a great guy. I said, you lost control when you took other people's money.
That's right.
See, make sure you understand, it's not your money. It's not your company anymore. So if you want to treat it like it's your little company, don't ask other people for investments in it. They can say to you, you own 10% of it now, we own 90, it's time to sell.
Right, exactly.
But when you cross that line, it's so funny how many people say this to me, well, my board wants me. I'm like, because you work for them now, right?
I mean, they're your bosses. That's what we're trying to say here.
You took their money. You can't actually take the money and actually act like it. They're the owners. So then go off and start another company, right? That's what you do, right? And then. So anyway.
Right.
Thank you so much.
We have our last question right here. She has a flight to catch. I'm sorry.
So 15 years ago, a girl is walking down the street and says, Ursula? And you turned around and looked at me as if, who is this woman? So fast forward 15 years later, it's amazing to see you again. I am a tech founder and CEO. MTech is the company. We are modernizing central banks and emerging markets and in the U.S.
Interesting.
My question to you, how do I know going public is for me?
Generally, you are forced. It's not a choice that you have, that you can make. Generally, you get there because you can no longer garner the credibility you need. So if you have a lot of enterprise customers, people are not going to sign big contracts with, you know, ding-dong company as good as you seem you are. Or you need money, or access to significant sums of money. So very rarely do you have the luxury of, you may have the luxury of timing, but you generally don't have the luxury, for good reasons, of like just saying, I can keep going for a long time. But I tell you, for as long as you can stay private, I would stay private for as long as I could stay private.
Yep.
There's a point where it doesn't make sense anymore, right? Where it's just trapped value. You can't get the talent that you need because they won't come unless they have some way to get some kind of equity that's reasonable. But generally, you put on, what happens is you become an adult, a regulated adult, and that's, you just have to prepare for it. And if I think it's generally good for companies when you have to go through the hurdles of meeting Sarbanes-Oxley reporting requirements, having some kind of a comp committee that has some kind of instructions that you have to do earnings. I think that's pretty good, but there's a point that you'll know when it's just not for you, but there's a point where you wait too long. You can't do it. There are very few, very large, not family-owned, there are very few, very large enterprise-level private companies. You just need talent. You need money. You need access, you need the credibility of a set of audited financials and running through a whole bunch of loops. Emotionally, I would wait as long as possible because it's a lot of work.
Black Tech Green Money is a production of Blavity Afrotech on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, and is produced by Morgan DeBon and me, Will Lucas, with additional production support by Love Beach and Marissa Lewis. Special thank you to Micah Davis, Jermaine Hall, and Vanessa Serrano. Learn more about my guests and other tech disruptors and innovators at Afrotech.com. And the video version of this episode will drop to Black Tech Green Money on YouTube, so tap in. Enjoy your Black Tech Green Money. Leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Go get your money. Peace and love.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.